96.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
It seems like we just give names to things that we've been doing for a really long time. The latest is something that they're calling an early moon.
Enter the early moon, a short trip to unwind before you head down the aisle.
Yes.
So early honeymoon.
It is an early honeymoon. Listen to this and then tell me if I'm just being a cranky old man about this. All right.
Couples across social media are touting the benefits.
We took it as an opportunity to kind of recharge. We knew we weren't going to be able to do the honeymoon right away. So we wanted to make sure that we took the time beforehand.
Katie and Marco Escalera say taking a break from the chaos was essential.
The early moon was more budget friendly, and it's affording us the time to wait, postpone our honeymoon so we can have like a bigger, longer trip.
Is this not the dumbest thing you've ever heard?
Let me just make sure I'm understanding. This is, we can't afford to go on to Fiji or whatever for our actual honeymoon. So instead, what we're going to do is use money we could have put towards the big honeymoon, even if it means you have to push it off a couple months from the wedding, to have a vacation?
Yeah, it's a vacation. It's not, why do we need to give it a name and call it an early moon? It's a vacation.
You know what it is? And I am part of the problem, okay?
Well, I don't want to say anything.
I'm going to admit right now, I am part of this cultural problem. We have to celebrate everything now.
You are 100% part of this problem. This is financially stupid. This is why you'll never, well, it's one of the many reasons why you'll never buy a house, because the concept of waiting and saving seem to elude you.
Well, okay, let's say
we can't afford to take our honeymoon right after the wedding, so we're going to go on a vacation before.
Here's what I don't understand. Okay, so let's say they live here in Sacramento.
Let's say.
And they spend a weekend up in Tahoe. Let's say they spend $500. Probably hard to even do it for that little, but let's say, okay. Now, $500 isn't going to really help your big honeymoon all that much. But what if you just waited on this early moon and you used that $500 for right after your wedding and you did like a mini moon?
Don't give it another name. Just wait and save. Like, let's say it is $500.
Okay, wait, hold on. You don't think that there is something to be said for, okay, right after we get married, we're going to sneak away for the vacation and like feel like we are celebrating the fact that we just got married?
If you go on a vacation right after you get married, that's your honeymoon.
No.
That is by definition. What is the goddamn definition? I'm getting mad talking about this.
No, you could have a big honeymoon that you're paying, that you're saving up for. And I do think that is different than just a little sneak away for the weekend.
A honeymoon. Okay. A honeymoon is defined by a vacation spent together by a newly married couple.
Okay, well, why couldn't they be newly married in 6 months? You could still call them newly married.
Of course.
Okay, so I'm going to really lean on this mini moon.
So, okay, then by that standard, my wife and I went on two honeymoons.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. We're practically Kardashians.
What did you do? I don't remember.
We went to Disney World for our honeymoon.
Yes.
And then shortly after, because it had been planned for years ahead before we even proposed, we went to Italy with my family.
No, that doesn't count. That doesn't.
Oh, yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. Here's why.
A vacation spent together by a newly married couple.
Okay, well, then that would be everything. Like,
if you can go.
No, stop. If there was a family vacation planned that had nothing to do with your wedding or your nuptials.
Right.
We are not calling every vacation after you got married a honeymoon.
Why not? We're giving names to everything now. Early moon, which, by the way, if you're just joining us, that's the new trend on TikTok, I guess, is for couples to go on a vacation before their wedding, and they're calling it an early moon. I know, it's dumb.
It is dumb. I don't feel like mini moon is dumb.
You just like alliteration.
And any vacation post your wedding isn't a honeymoon. It has to be specifically you. First of all, you can't go on your honeymoon with other people, unless they're your kids. And that's just because you have no choice.
Right.
Okay, so you going to Italy with your family.
Not a honeymoon.
No.
Not a double moon.
Okay.
Not a honeymoon, the sequel.